Up next on Downtown, it is Friday afternoon and time to talk with Joe Riccio. Another edition of Shut Up and Eat. Joe, how are you this afternoon?
I am delightful. How are you?
Well, now that you're delightful and you're here, my day just gets instantly better, you know.
You're right. The sunshine just comes out just like that.
It does. It does indeed. Absolutely. So you posted something on the social media today that looked absolutely incredible, and it led me to want to talk about bakeries. Let's start with that bit of heaven that you posted earlier.
Oh, yeah. That is from the Purple House in North Yarmouth. That's literally, I think, the best new restaurant of any kind, bakery, whatever, in Maine this year, as far as new restaurants. Everything they make there is amazing. The best bagels I've ever had in my life. They do like a Montreal-style bagel. It's almost like a cross between the best sourdough bread you've ever had and the best bagel you've ever had. That picture I posted was a galette, so like a French-style tart with blackberries and peaches. Just ridiculous. The owner, Krista Desjarlais, she used to own Bresca in Portland. And she also owns basically a snack stand called Bresca and the Honeybee in Gray New Gloucester. And everything she makes is ridiculously good.
So what are some other bakeries that, as we approach summer and people are traveling more, some can't-miss places that people should make a point of stopping into?
Well, I guess it all depends on what you're looking for. I mean, I am not as familiar with up in your neck of the woods, as far as where everybody goes. In southern Maine, or by Portland, for bread, I mean, they've been there a while, but you really can't go wrong with standard baking, for baguette, pain de mie, ciabatta, anything like that. It's so consistent, so delicious. So standard baking. Also, Micucci's, they do this bread called Luna Bread, which is basically like like eating off a pillow. It's really, really good, especially loaded up with mortadella. And then you got the old school bakeries like Botto's on Washington Avenue in Portland. They do like the classic Italian loaf. They're still doing like the special loaf only on Christmas Eve, like a braided Italian loaf. That kind of bread is just as near and dear to my heart as, great sourdough. And I don't know, what do you think? Do you consider a donut place a bakery?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even if they fry rather than bake?
Yes.
Because you can't go wrong with, Portland basically has two primary donut places, depending on what style you like. Everybody's pretty much heard of the Holy Donut.
Mm-hmm.
They do potato donuts that are, they're fried, they're a little heavier, more dense, but really tasty. And then there's Little Bigs in South Portland. They do more of the cake, like the airy kind of yeast donuts, the raised style, that are just insane. They do this raspberry cream one, and they take the donut hole and they actually put it on top of the donut before they sell it. And they have a maple cruller that's like, it's glazed, has like black pepper and maple in it. It's like, I don't know. I can't really say enough about the quality of their baked goods in South Portland.
Joe, Don Cookson here. The Holy Donut and the notion of the potato donut. Obviously, the potato is a starch. What does it take the place of? Is it getting in there and reducing the flour in the mix?
Yeah, that's what I would assume. I'll be honest. Like, I don't know exactly the composition of what they're doing over there. It's kind of like when you ask, what does pumpkin do to beer? what do they say? Not good things. It does a hell of the potato in the Holy Donut does a lot better things than pumpkin does to beer.
I can agree with. Are you familiar with Frosty's at all? Frosty's Donuts in Brunswick. They make a pretty damn fine pastry as well.
Yeah, Frosty's, that's another category. That's like the, when you were a kid going to the supermarket, like the classic glazed donut, or like people who like Krispy Kreme, like that style of donut. I think Frosty's gets really, really right. Now, I'll be honest, I haven't been to any of them besides the original in Brunswick. I think there's two other ones now.
I was going to say there's a South Portland location and the Freeport location is uh, just uh, just a donut's throw from the front doors of L.L. Bean.
Joe, what's the key to a good bakery? What's the most important factor?
Consistency, just like the most important factor in a great restaurant. You know, I don't even care if they always run out of things. You know, I want a bakery to only make as much of a product as they can to keep the quality consistent. You know, if you start getting too big, the quality suffers. And yeah, maybe it's more, you know, it's easier to get your hands on, but if it's not as good, what's the point, you know?
Sage advice right there. Joe Riccio, Down East Magazine, Dispatch Magazine, Food Coma TV, joins us every Friday for Shut Up and Eat. Joe, as always, great talking with you. Have yourself a terrific weekend.
You as well. Thank you.